The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead at Sunday's action today. Punchestown and Cork are the two Irish meets. Two crackers as well. Graded races galore. My name is Alex Dunn. I've been joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the whole of Punchestown's card, as well as the best contest from Cork. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How's things?
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah, just had an enjoyable couple of days at Hills, and then went to Wetherby yesterday and thoroughly enjoyed that day and watched the action elsewhere. It was thick and fast, wasn't it? It was good stuff.
It was indeed. Yeah, we've been treated to some really good action of late. Yesterday, of course, no different. I mean, personally, I just love watching horses go over the national fences, whether it's on National Day or as yesterday, you know, you had the Beecher Chase and the Grand Sefton. I just think that's one of the greatest sights in horse racing. Would you agree with that?
Particularly when you've got a horse jumping as soundly and as bravely as Baby Run.
Yes.
I just thought that was fantastic. I mean, I was willing him on. I never had a bet in a race, but he was one I was cheering on inwardly. And when he rallied on the running and he looked like he was getting back up again, I think we were all urging him to go by the eventual winner. Mm. It was a great race, and that would have been a fantastic performance by horse and trainer if Baby Run managed to pull it off after so long off the track. He was the moral winner, and I can imagine, you know, Twist and Davis is very proud of him.
Yeah, lovely little horse. Right, we will crack on with the Irish stuff.
Okay.
Because got a lot to get through today.
Yes.
We'll start at Punchestown with the 12:30. It is a novice hurdle over 2 miles. Nice enough race, this. Ange Balafra comes here seeking a four-timer for Noel Mead and Barry Geraghty. A bit of stiff opposition here, but he'd have every chance here.
Yeah, he certainly would, yeah. You certainly wouldn't rule him out. Winner of two hurdles at Wexford and Gowran. Last time out by a fairly narrow margin, but it was the style of victory which took the eye, travelled really strongly. And he looks as though he's still got a little bit of improvement in him as well. It's not an easy race to decipher because I don't think his overall form is that brilliant. But at the same time, I think some of his opponents have also got to improve to hit his heights. He's rated 123, which I think is about fair enough. His main danger looks to be Clonard Lad from the Willie Mullins stable. I'd probably go with Clonard Lad. I'm looking to try and get with the Mullins camp as much as I can. Nowadays, pretty impossible to try and take them on. And I like the way Clonard Lad did it last time out. I was just getting the impression he was, you know, a horse that was finishing second and, you know, not willing to get his head in front. But he really knuckled down to the task last time out, and I think that performance should set him up here. But he certainly wouldn't rule out the likes of Gilgambio and Military Bowl. I've got a bit of time for Military Bowl as well. He hasn't been seen out for a while. He's actually the last run was at the Galway Festival when he ran badly on the flat, but prior to that, he looked really impressive when he went around Belliestown in a fast time. So he's going to be dangerous. And you're throwing the likes of the Game Changer as well. And this first race looks a real dodgy one.
Yeah, okay. But you'd be with the Mullins charge in the end.
Yeah, I'd stick with Clonard Lad. Yeah, it's a tough old race. But, I liked his manner of victory last time out. It was a decent time. And, with the William Mullins and Ruby Walsh actors flying on all cylinders at the moment, it makes sense to stick with them.
Okay, then. Next up is the 1 o'clock from Punchestown. It is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. This wouldn't be the strongest race that we're going to look at today, Andy. The market has it between Apache Jack, Shemshal and Rough Justice. They're the only horses in single figures. Do you make it between those three?
Yeah, this is a weak contest, you're right. Probably one of the weakest maiden hurdles I think I've ever seen at Punchestown. For a grade one track, this is really weak. The fact that Willie Mullins' horse, Rough Justice, wouldn't be the strongest of contenders or shortest prices you probably would have imagined for a Willie Mullins horse probably tells you their own story. And Shemshal's quite high up in the betting as well. If Shemshal could run up to that run behind Something Wonderful back here in October, then he'd probably be the one to beat here. But he went missing last time out at Down Royal in that bumper. He did what some Irish trainers do and run in main hurdle and go back to bumpers. He was sent off 5-2 favourite that day, and he ran a pretty appallingly, to be honest. Probably largely due to the ground, you could argue. And this much quicker surface today, good to yield in today at Punchestown, might well be the key to him. He's certainly not one to dismiss out of calculations, but at the same time, you know, that run just puts a little bit of a cloud over his overall well-being. Rough Justice, on the whole, is a horse that I've always looked to try and get, you know, pose. But he probably just set the standard, actually, over hurdles. That run behind Bishop's Lock at Thurles, and then even though he got beat 30-odd lengths last time out at Ferry House, the time of that race is really good. It was won by a horse called The Housekeeper, but I think that form's okay. So he's probably the one to beat out of those front two I mentioned. The solid one, really, from an each-way perspective, would be Apache Jack. I'm not sure what price he is with William Hill this morning, but that's probably the route I'd probably go down here. He's had a couple of starts in maiden hurdles. His best form actually came when he was third behind Talbot Road last year at Leopardstown. Now, that maiden hurdle really worked out well as the season progressed. It was a good one last time out down in Down Royal, behind Does She Ever Stop? And largely speaking, the Desi Hughes horses are still in really good form. He's about as reliable as you're going to get in a race like this. On my tissue, he's 4-1. As I said, I don't know what price he is with William Hill.
He's actually been really well back this morning.
Has he really? No great surprise. Yeah,
13-8 now.
Really? Right. Mm. I was looking to put him up each way, but obviously now I'm going to have to go from a win perspective. Like I say, with the slight doubts about the profiles of the other two in the betting, then he looks the one to be with, and especially as now the money's come for him this morning.
Okay. Apache Jack, the pick there in the 1 o'clock. As we said, not the strongest contest on the card, but the next race more than makes up for that. It is the 135, it is the John Durkin Memorial Punchestown Chase, a grade one contest over 2.5 miles. The only disappointment you could have here, Andy, is that Fleming Star does not go. We're left with just the three going to post, Arvika Legionnaire, Sir de Champs and Ruby Light. Ruby Light, a good horse in his own right, but you wouldn't expect him to play a leading role here. It looks between the two Mullins charges, but which one do you prefer?
I've got to go with Arvika Legionnaire. Just under these conditions today, 2.5 miles on good to yielding ground. He's going to suit Willie Mullins' 8-year-old. Probably better than Sir de Champs, who you might expect might need the run. Unfortunately, we've lost Fleming Star. That would have been a real good matchup between the three. Probably one of the most exciting races so far this season. But the way the race will develop, it'll be quite tactical. Imagine that Ruby Walsh has already got a game plan in his mind. Ruby Light will go off in front, as he often does, and he'll probably just track that horse throughout the early part of the race for the first 2 miles, and he'll think about making his move off the home turn. He did that the other day when he won at Clonmel on his seasonal reappearance. Not overly impressive in the final count, but the way he went through that race certainly indicated he retains all his ability from last season. He rounded off last year with a good win in Punchestown, that grade one. Novices Chase was probably one of the best races of the season. It assembled all the best Irish horses, and he won that race fair and square quite effortlessly. He's also 3-3 at Punchestown. He's winner of a novice hurdle and, of course, a novice chase back in 2012. So he's got everything you need, really, for a short price favourite. He's got a good target in the shape of Ruby Light to take them along good pace. His main market rival probably wants 3 miles and a stiffer test of stamina, and arguably he might need the run. So with a fitness advantage on his side and the fact that Ruby Walsh has chosen him as well over Sir de Champs, probably indicates that he's the one to be with today.
OK then, Arvika Legionnaire in the 135. Next up is the 205. It is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. One of the more open races this, Andy. We've got Sulane Chief at the head of affairs at the time of recording at around the 4-1 mark, so reasonably competitive. What do you like here?
Yeah, certainly respect to Solan Chief here. He's my top speed figure horse in this race. He posted a really good time when he won at Cork last time out, beating Powell's Leg by 12 lengths. The race hasn't worked out as well as I thought it might have done, which slightly throws cold water on my theory that he's the quickest horse in the race. I certainly won't put you off him, and he's obviously got to be a leading contender if he runs up to the same level of form with Conor Walsh on board. But I'm quite keen here on Christy Roach's C Rocket, number 5 in the race guard. I've been keeping my eye on this horse throughout the summer period on the flat, and he run a series of decent races. But his actual form over hurdles, I think, is bearing up to the closest inspection. Second behind Callin Ammon at Kilbeggan on the 6th of September. That was certainly a very, very classy run. Obviously, Callin Ammon, Jessica Harrington's charge, is one of the best mares we've seen so far this jump season. And he finished 6th last time out in a red-hot race at Nace. It was won by Barresi, but that race contained a whole host of informed performers. And trying to get beat 10 lengths by those kind of animals wasn't a bad run. And I think, actually, he probably sets the form standard. And, you know, hopefully he'll be a decent each-way enough price with William Hill this morning. And with David Russell on board, I think I quite like that jockey booking as well. He makes plenty of each-way appeal.
Okay, see Rocket 5-1 at the time of recording.
Perfect.
So
5-1, yeah.
Backable each way there in the 2:05. Next up is the 2:35. It is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Interesting contest this, Andy. At the time of recording, Dagora and Bright New Dawn are fighting it out at the head of affairs. Size in Gold, another one that would have strong claims if he's ready to go on his return. What do you like here?
This is more like it. This is probably the most appealing race for me to view today. Obviously, RV Collegiate against Sir Deschamps good, but it's fairly uncompetitive. But this one's not only going to be a strong race itself, but it's also going to tell us quite a bit about these horses for the rest of the season. And we've got several in this race who've got good intentions to be very, very good chasers. Not more so than the top one, Bright New Dawn. A real big, strong, strapping son of presenting that's always looked as though, you know, chasing is going to be his game. He put together a series of consistent efforts last season. He finished second in the Grade 1 behind Champagne Fever. Then he managed to win a Grade 2 at Thurles in a very fast time, beating Gordon Elliott's very useful horse, Marla Beach. Marla Beach got his revenge back at Fairy House on his last start. That was probably his worst run of the season, but he's a genuine 145-rated horse. Now going over fences, which, as I said, always looks as though that's the career that beckons for him. With David Russell on board, representing the informed Desi Hughes stable, I could see him taking top-ranking novice chases throughout the season. This looks a good starting point, but it won't be easy for him because he faces Dagora, who was in the process of winning on his chasing debut down in Thurles, when unfortunately he tipped up at the second last when he was going well. So if his confidence hasn't been dented, he's probably the one that my selection's got the most to think about. Then you're thrown to the mix of likes of Size in Gold and also as well Talbot Road. Don't forget Talbot Road because he's very highly regarded by Arthur Moore. And this looks a pretty mouth-watering affair. As I said, I'll stick with Bright New Dawn. He's been one of the horses I've been most keen on seeing when he jumps the fence. And today we'd get a chance to see that very thing take place. So Desi Hughes, number one in the race card, Bright New Dawn in the 2:35.
OK then, next up is the 3:05. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Competitive affair this, Andy. One that I quite liked was Daring Article with Ruby Walsh on board, but, well, I'm seeing 8-1 in the Racing Post, and then I'm looking up at our screen and I'm seeing 7-2 this morning with William Hill, so really well backed. Is that a good thing, or is that the value gone?
Well, I think that's about right, to be honest. He hasn't been seen out since May. And that was here over this course and distance when he beat Stone Master. So he's got fitness to overcome. But he has got to, obviously, a course win on his CV. The fact that Ruby Walsh has been booked as well clearly indicates that the stable are quite keen on him today. I don't think he's badly handicapped. He's certainly, you know, got plenty of good form over hurdles off similar or higher ratings. So it's all down to personal choices. When you want to take 7-2 and in your own mind, you were slightly hoping for bigger. One that I'd be quite keen on at a price here is 40 Foot Tom. Interesting that connections have gone for the Hood first of out with this 8-year-old. Now, he's got some good form here at Punchestown. He managed to finish 5th in the Martinstown Opportunity final back in April 2012 behind Shamaran. And the last time he ran here was And it, well, just as good an effort, to be honest. I have a fences behind Madame Bovary in a very competitive handicap novices chase that was at the festival last year. He's had just the two runs this so far this season, probably just to blow away the cobwebs. But his form graph is definitely going on an upward curve. He was fourth behind Pataris last time at Cork. And as I said, with the headgear on, that hood, which has certainly worked the oracle with many horses in the past, I think he can be more than interesting here. He certainly looks tempting each way enough price. Mark Walsh is on board as well. I do like Mark Walsh when he rides in these handicap chases. So everything looks set fair for 40-foot Tom to certainly give you a good run for your money in that race.
OK then, the final race on the Punchestown card is a flat race over 2 miles coming up at 3.35. Certainly looks pretty much a two-horse race here, Andy. The market pretty heavily swayed in favour of one here. Black Hercules for the all-conquering Mullins team. 2-1 on at the time of recording, with Sucker Punch at 10-3. Now, knowing what you're like and knowing what I'm like to an extent, I'd be tempted to be backing Sucker Punch each way here because won't be out the frame and maybe able to serve it up. But is Black Hercules a little bit special?
Well, I mean, his point-to-point win when he won very, very easily at Dromahaine reads quite well. There's several horses out of that race have already proven themselves in under rules. The fact that he's been bought by Willie Mullins and Andrew and Graham Wiley went to a tidy sum to buy him as well indicates that he could be very, very useful. It's always really difficult to assess these races because, you know, you just don't know what you're up against. Obviously, you know, Willie Mullins is going to have him pretty much ready for first time up. His record at the moment with his bumper horses is excellent. None of them are needing a run or the experience. They just seem to get on with it, know their job, quicken up smartly when Paddy Mullins goes to them around about the 2 furlong pole, and it's kind of game over. But Sucker Punch also shouldn't be underestimated here. Noel Meade have also similarly has got a fantastic record in bumpers. Nina Carby booked as well. He often uses Nina when he fancies one of his. So it could be a good matchup between the two. Certainly, I like the way you're coming from. Suggesting I'm an each-way thief as well is absolute a desperate on your behalf. but I do like the way you're coming from. You're actually coming, you know, you're getting into my school of thinking, which is also very commendable as well. Yeah, it looks between the two. I'll stick with Black Hercules, but for the each-way thieves, Sucker Punch will certainly appeal.
Thank you, Andy. Next up, we will go to Cork. We're going to look at three contests there, the three graded races, and we start at 1.15 with a novice hurdle, a grade 3 contest, over 3 miles. Interesting race this, Andy. Where should we start with this one?
Well, I'm a massive fan of Lots of Memories. Regular podcasters will know that this horse has been on my mind for about the last three or four runs. I think I've tipped it in each and every one of its last three or four starts. Unfortunately for us last time out, things didn't quite pan out. When, to be fair, he probably ran his worst race so far to date. He was fourth in a Grade 2 behind Apache Stronghold. It wasn't a terrible run, but I was just hoping for a lot better, to be perfectly honest. But things didn't quite pan out for him that day, ideally. The ground would have been a little bit too quick for him. He didn't really settle. His jumping could have been a bit cleaner as well. He's very, very sketchy at some of his obstacles. Whether it was going left-handed, which kind of threw his cadence out of kilter, I don't really know. But I certainly think he's a better horse going right-handed when there's a little bit more cut in the ground. If you go back to that Grade 3 win when he beat Horrendous Hullabaloo by 10 lengths at Cork, he was really dominant throughout that day. The time before, so the ground would have been a bit too quick for him as well when he was second behind In the Van. So conditions today, absolutely ideal. Yielding to soft ground, right-handed track, test of stamina. He's already proven over this course and distance, over 3 miles, don't forget. I think Shane Butler as well, I make plenty of use of him this time. I don't think he'll let this others dictate to him. I think he's a better horse when he can go off in front, get into a good rhythm. And if he does, hopefully he can get back on the winning track. Won't be easy. Banning Row Rambler, Band of Blood, Aloitia Inouar, some officer, job is right, are all useful in their own right. But I think on his day, Lots of Memories probably just about holds sway here.
OK then, Lots of Memories, the pick there in the 1.15. The next race that we'll look at from Cork comes at 2.20. It is a Grade 2 chase over 2 miles. A lot of horses that we're very familiar with here, Andy. Twin Light is a shade of odds on this morning. It's the younger horse, still improving. More importantly, is winning. A lot of the ones that it's coming up against here are running consistently well, but maybe the legs are just getting a little tired. Would you be willing to take such a short price in what could be a pretty competitive race?
No, I probably wouldn't now, Alex. I think he's not great value here at a shade of odds on. I think this race is a little bit stronger than the bookmakers make out. Yes, he is coming here off the back of two wins, one at the Punchestown Festival in a very difficult handicap off a decent weight. And then he beat Oscar's well on his seasonal reappearance. But I actually don't think that form probably amounts to much, because my theory is with Oscar's well, he's certainly not the horse that he was or threatened to be a couple of years ago. And he's actually on the back foot at the moment and on the downgrade. So I don't think in beating that horse seven lengths, we get as carried away as his odds imply. Whereas he's up against several horses here who have got good form around the track and have obviously been targeted at this race specifically. You've got the likes of Real Dub, who's a very strong traveller. You've also got Dave's Hotel in here as well, who looked as though he needed the run first time out, representing Henry de Bromhead. And this horse has run at Cork before. He's a winner of a Grade 2 chase here when he beat Real Dub, so he certainly holds that horse on that run. And I also thought, like I said, he shaped really well beyond Fleming Star first time out. He wasn't good enough to beat at Tony Martin's charge, and to be fair, he never looked like winning. But he certainly ran as though he'll benefit for the run and come on for it. And with that run under his belt, back on this more flatter, even track, with a good pace, sure to be, right up his street, I'd suggest Dave's Hotel could be the value here, perhaps to certainly put it up to Twin Light. And he certainly, in my estimation anyway, rates the value a bit.
OK, then Dave's Hotel, the pick in the 220. Interesting to see, he has just been nibbled this morning from 9-2 into 4-1. While Twin Light is just slightly on the drift, 4-6 out to 4-5. The last race that we're going to look at is the 250 from Cork, a novice's chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, a mare's novice's chase, I should say. A Grade 3 contest. Another really interesting race this, Andy. You could make cases for quite a few of them. Which do you prefer?
Yeah, I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day here. Certainly the nap of the day for the ones I've previewed anyway. Way up in the air, representing Robert Tyner, is my idea of the strongest bet on this particular card. How this horse didn't win first time out over fences, Lord only knows. Must have been a shock to the system for Connections not to have a one next to his name instead of a rather unlucky second. I thought Philly Enright, if he had had a chance to ride that race again, would have been a little bit more proactive. This horse travelled like the wrath of God throughout that race, but somehow he let the race slip through his fingers, and he gifted it to Jim Will Fix It, who was dogging it out from the front. But way up in the air, absolutely come there sauntering. Instead of pressing the button, he allowed his horse to run down the last, lose a little bit of vital momentum, and then he couldn't quite get back to the game front runner on the running. He got beat ahead in the end, but it was agony for those that backed way up in the air. It was a good bit back to Elegant States from the Two Scoops, who were very strongly fancied on that particular afternoon. So I think the form looks really good. This also has got some good form here at Cork. You look at all its best career runs, they've all come here at this track. She's a strong traveller. And with that run under her belt, and with Philip Enright also, I think, probably learning from that run the other day at Punchestown, I don't think he'll make the same mistake twice. He should be able to track the pace. He's got the likes of backing a tick and backing there as well. Likely to force a good gallop, which will suit this horse. Dressed to the nines have been slightly disappointing so far of offences. Certainly hasn't got up to the heady heights that she showed over hurdles last year when she racked up a quick hat-trick. I don't think her jumping really has been up to scratch so far, and she could arguably do with a lot softer ground, but way up in the air, looks as though she's got all bases covered here in this Grade 3 Mares Novices Chase.
OK then, way up in the air, the pick and the nap there in Cork's 250. Great stuff, Andy. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for going through all of those contests. Hopefully we can we'll have given a winner or two, and we'll catch up with you later this week.
We will do. Cheers, Alex. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.